Should we turn our hearts to the Lord once again?
好不好？我们再将心转向主，有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your very presence with us this morning.
主啊，我们为着今天早晨你与我们同在，感谢你。
We are very much aware that your life is worthy to live.
主啊，我们实在知道你的生命是配得、值得我们来活的。
Only your life is real to us.
也唯有你的生命对我们是真实的。
It is only your life in us that can be a pleasure, a delight to the Father.
也唯有你的生命在我们里面才会叫父的心欢喜。
Lord, give us desire to be found acceptable in your sight.
主啊，求你给我们一个渴慕，让我们在你的眼前是可悦纳的。
That we may not miss the glorious calling by which you call us unto.
好叫我们不失落你呼召我们的那个召，就是要我们进入你的荣耀里。
Have mercy on us.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Meet us this morning with thyself.
用你自己来遇见我们。
We give you all the praise and all the glory to you.
我们将一切的赞美与荣耀都归给你。
Because you are with us.
因为你与我们同在。
And you are in us.
你在我们里面。
We give you all the praise and all the glory.
我们将一切的赞美与荣耀都归给你。
In Christ's precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
Shall we turn to 1 Peter chapter 2?
请我们翻到彼得前书第二章。
We'll read verse 5.
我们一起读第五节。
You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices.Acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
请我们再翻到以弗所书第一章。
And we'll read 4, 5, 6.
我们读四五六三节。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
And let's turn to the same book, Ephesians chapter 5.
让我们再读以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians 5, and we'll pick the very last.Sentence of verse 8. Walk as children of light. Do you find that there? The very last part of verse 8.
我们要读第五章第八节的最后一句话。
Walk as children of light. And then we'll go to verse 10.
行事为人就当像光明的子女。然后我们来到第十节。
Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord.
总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Now that's all the scripture verse we'll read for now.
这是我们现在目前要读所有的经文。
I feel I need to just go over a few things that we shared last Tuesday evening.
我想要先把星期二晚上我们所交通的做一个简单的复习。
Just to reemphasize the importance of it.
就像我们强调它的重要性。
Our adequate understanding of scriptural truth is absolute foundational.
我们对于圣经的真理那准确的认识是一个绝对的根基。
Because our true spiritual experience is based on the truth that we can really apprehend in God's word.
因为我们那真实的经历是必须从对神话语那准确的认识和得着而产生的。
Our experience that's based on God's truth, that experience is the only real experience we can have from the Holy Spirit.
唯有借着真理产生出来的那个经历才是从圣灵那里来的经历。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit will not depart from God's word or God's revelation to us.
因为圣灵的工作不会和神的话语和启示给我们的真理分开来。
Holy Spirit is making Christ real to us. Holy Spirit is making God's word real to us as life, as light.
圣灵使基督在我们里面变得真实，也将神的话语在我们里面变成光，变成生命。
So there are several things, important things we need to settle before we can properly into the experience of it.
所以在我们能够真实经历之前，有一些事情我们先要把它弄清楚，弄确定。
Now for example,
举一个例子。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
The man that God created for himself.
我们知道人是为着他而造受造。
The man that created by God.
人是被神所造的，创造。
God created man with the intention that man should be accepted to him or be acceptable to him.
神造人的意愿乃是要使人对神而言是可悦纳的。
So God does not create man with no purpose.
所以神并不是没有目的的来创造人。
He created man with a desire that he wants to accept man totally to himself.
他创造人里面有一个意念，就是要得着人完全的为着他自己。
So before man was created, God had this very thought in his mind.
所以在人还没有被造之前，神就在他心中有这样的意念。
And so we find this in the book of Ephesians.
所以我们可以从以弗所书里看见。
Before man was created,
在人被造之前，
God has already this thought. God had already this thought.
神已经有了这个意念。
That we should be holy without blame before him in love.
我们要在他面前，在他的爱中成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
This was God's thought.Before the creation of man.
这乃是在人还没有受造之前，神里面已经有的意念。
So we can be sure that man was created according to God's thought, according to God's mind.
所以我们可以确定的说，神是照着神的意，人是照着神的意念和他的心意而被创造的。
So with the thought that God, the man eventually will fully participate.In all that God has prepared for him.
所以在这一个意念中，人能够参与并且得享受神在人身上一切预备的。
So to enjoy all that is God, man has to be God-like.
要能够这样的来享受神自己和他所预备的，人必须要像神。
So in a sense, we are created for glory.
所以一面的意义来说，我们乃是为着荣耀而受造的。
So the God's thought for man before creation is that man should be holy.
所以在创造之前，神向着人的意念乃是人必须要圣洁。
Without blame.
没有无可指责
，and be falling in love，
并且在他的里面呢蒙爱。
Now we know there is only one who is holy。
我们知道只有一位是圣洁的。
God is holy。
神是圣洁的。
But thank God, man was created to partake His holiness。
感谢神，人被造乃是要来分享他的圣洁。
Without God, light will not be found acceptable to Him。
没有神的光的话，我们就不可能在他面前是可悦纳的。
And so we shared last Thursday, Tuesday after Tuesday evening.
所以在星期二晚上我们所交通的。
Now for God to achieve that,
要神当神要这样来完成他。
He put us in Christ Jesus.
他就将我们放在基督耶稣里。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians 13, he said, God alone has the power to put us.In Christ Jesus.
所以在哥林多前书第一章三十节里面讲到，神将我们放在基督里。
So Paul says, it's not that we sought God, it's God sought us and He found us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不是我们去寻找神，乃是神寻找我们，并且找到了我们。
All God's work must find its origin in God Himself.
所以神一切的工作必须在他自己里面找到那个源头。
So God has thought and He therefore acts upon it.
所以当神有那个意念的时候，他就照着这个意念来行动。
So he wants us to be acceptable in his sight.
他要我们在他的眼中是可悦纳的。
And his way to achieve that is through his beloved son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
而他要完成的方式乃是要借着他的爱子主耶稣基督。
And so Paul said, by God's power, by God's doing, he put us In Christ Jesus.
所以保罗说是借着神的能力和神的作为，他将我们放在基督耶稣里。
Because it's only Christ and Christ alone who has the power to make us acceptable before God.
因为唯有基督，也只有借着他，我们才能够在他的里面，并且在神的面前是可悦纳。
Because Jesus Christ is the only person in this whole creation.Who is really the delight? Who is acceptable to the Father?
因为在整个受造之中，唯有耶稣基督一位在父的心中是可喜悦的，并且叫父的心欢喜。
So for God to be, for us to be acceptable before God,
所以要我们能够在神的面前蒙悦纳。
He put us in the beloved.
他就将我们放在爱子里。
The one who is always acceptable to Him.
那一位。在他的心中永远是可悦纳的。
And so all the sacrifice we can present to God is all through Jesus Christ.
那是为什么我们献给他的一切的祭都是要借着耶稣基督。
Because apart from Christ, God will not accept anything.
因为除了基督之外，神就不接受任何的事物。
And all that is of Christ, that He will accept.
唯有是基督的，他才能够接受。
Now I share last Tuesday evening about the offerer is more important than offering.
在星期二的晚上，我也交通到那个奉献者比他所献的要更重要。
Because throughout the Old Testament as well the New Testament.
因为在整卷的旧约并且新约中
，In fact, the heart.Of the gospel.
实际上那个福音的中心
is to make us acceptable before God.
乃是要使我们在神的面前成为可悦纳的。
That is the heart of the gospel.
那乃是福音的中心。
And so we shared last Tuesday evening about the offering of Abel.
所以星期二晚上我们也交通到亚伯的祭。
In that offering, the offering of the animal was mentioned, the fat was mentioned, but the blood was not mentioned.
在那个祭的里面提到了有一个祭牲被杀，并且也提到他的脂油献上，而没有提到血。
If you read through all the sacrifices in the book of Leviticus as well in the book of Numbers,
若是我们读出埃及记，并且利未记。
Majority,
利未记和民数记
majority of the sacrifice mentioned,
在那里所提到主要的那些祭物
are offerings that were a sent sweet oral aroma to God the Father.
这些祭物献上的时候，就它有馨香之气献到父的面前。
It is for acceptance.
是为着能够蒙悦纳。
And even though there's mention of sins of trespass, suffering, and sins sin offering.
虽然也提到赎罪祭与赎愆祭。
But they seem to occupy in a lesser important part than the offering of acceptance.
好像他们所占的那个地位呢，比少于那些能够蒙悦纳的祭物。
So you can see God's heart is for you.
所以我们可以看见神的心意乃是为着你。
It's not so much about you are being forgiven, but it's you.
不仅仅在于我们能够蒙赦免，而是在这一个人。
Forgiveness is not the end. Acceptance is the end.
蒙赦免不是结局，能够蒙悦纳乃是那个结局。
Okay, now the reason why the Lord Jesus can save us. Because He's a Savior.
因为他乃是救主。
So Savior saves.
所以救主能够拯救我们。
Before we were saved, He's already a Savior.
在我们蒙拯救之前，他已经是救主。
So he was a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world.
他乃是在创立世界以前就被杀的羔羊。
So the provision is already there.
所以那个预备已经在那里。
So there's a right sacrifice even before the foundation for us, from the foundation for us.
甚至在创立世界以前，那个对的祭物已经在那里。
Because God foreknew what man can do.
因为神预先知道人所能做的。
He knew one day we'll turn our back on him.
他知道有一天我们要背叛他。
But he will never turn his eyes away from us.
但是他却从不将他的眼目从我们身上转去。
Because we are created for his pleasure.
因为我们是为着他的喜悦而受造的。
We may give him up, but he will never give us up.
我们可能会放弃他，但是神却永远不放弃我们。
And that's how loving is our Heavenly Father.
这乃是我们的天父何等的爱我们。
He saves because he's our Savior.
他拯救我们，因为他是我们的救主。
He can deliver us because he's our Deliverer.
他能够释放我们，因为他乃是释放者。
He's our Refuge.
他是我们的避难所。
We can hide in him.
我们可以藏在他里面。
He is our fortress.
他是我们的高台。
We find our security in him.
我们可以在他里面找到安全。
It is not what he does to prove who he is.
并不是因着他所做的来证明他是谁。
It is who he is, therefore he does what he does.
乃是因着他是他所是的，所以他就做了他所做的。
And so the scripture said we must believe that he is.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们必须相信他是。
We believe what he is, then we enjoy what he has done for us.
我们相信他是，那么我们就能享受他为我们所做成的。
Now this morning, I just want to share a couple more thoughts.
今天早晨我还想和弟兄姊妹交通一些的意念。
Because in our fellowship group,
因为在我们分组交通的组里
，sometimes we need a little further clarification.
因为有的时候我们需要。更多把它说清楚。
Because if a brother share from the platform,
若是一位弟兄在台上交通,
sometimes it's very difficult to cover every aspect of one truth.
因为这样很难把一个真理的各方各面都顾到。
So what I share about our acceptableness to God.
所以当我交通到在神的面前这个可悦纳的事情。
And we have the understanding that once I'm in Christ Jesus, I'm instantly mature, I'm instantly become acceptable to Him.
我们可能有一个意念，就是一旦我在基督里面，那我们就立刻在他的眼前是可悦纳的，是讨他欢喜。
So because when I look at myself, I'm not what I think I ought to be, and I become very discouraged.
但是当我们看自己的时候，我觉得我不像我应该所是的，所以我就很灰心。
Now God's standard of our acceptance, God's standard of our acceptability, that is unchanged.
神对于我们能够被他接纳，我们能够被他接纳的程度，那个标准是永远不改变。
Christ is the standard of our acceptance.
基督乃是我们能够被接纳的那个标准。
There's no other way.
没有其他的方式。
He is the way.
他乃是那个道路。
Christ is also the way to our acceptance, acceptability.
基督乃是我们能够被神接纳的那个道路。
Okay, so from one end to the other end is all Christ.
所以从这一端到另一端都是基督。
Christ is the beginning, Christ is the end.
基督是开始，基督也是终结。
In between, there's a progression.
在这中间乃有渐进的成过程。
And thank God we all had a good beginning.
感谢神，我们都有一个好的开始。
But we are not at the end yet.
但是我们还没有达到那个结局。
But thank God we're in the process.
感谢神，我们正在那过程中。
We are moving toward that end.
我们乃是向着那个结局而去。
Because the good work Christian has begun, He will surely carry us all the way through.
因为神所开始的事情，他一定要带我们完到完成。
So at the beginning, it's all His doing.
所以在开头的时候都是他的作为。
But in the process, we need to learn to allow Him to do a work in us.
但是在这个过程中的时候，我们需要允许他在我们里面来做工。
So even at the very beginning,
所以即便在刚开端的时候
，there is a small measure of our life that's of Christ, no doubt, right?
在我们里面都有小小的度量，那是基督，那是毫无疑问的。
But as long as there's that small measure of Christ.That measure is very precious to God the Father.
只要有那么一点点基督的度量，那个在父的眼中就是可悦纳。
Anything that reflects His Son is precious to the Father.
每一任何一件反映他儿子的事情，对父来说都是可悦纳，都是喜乐。
Even that little bit is so acceptable to Him.
即便是一点点，对他而言也是那样的。可悦纳
But we don't remain there.
但是我们却不只停在那里。
We move on.
我们要往前去。
We want our acceptability before Him always on the increase.
我们盼望的，我们在他里面的那个稳定度是一直在增加的。
Because we are moving forward in an increasing way to satisfy His heart.
因为我们乃是往前去，一直增加来满足他的心。
Now, whatever that measure of Christ, whether small,or medium size or big size, that measure, whether big or small, they all belong to God.
不论那基督的度量是小的，或者是中间程度的，或者是成熟的，这些的度量都属于神。
We are in Christ, Christ is in God.
我们在基督里，而基督在神里。
We belong to Christ, in Christ we belong to God.
我们属于基督，在基督里，我们就属神的。
So do not despise even the little measure of Christ that is already in you.
所以不要轻看那已经在我们里面，虽然是微小的一点基督的重量。
But don't remain there.
但是请不要只停留在那里。
And so you know Paul, I think in 1 Corinthians 13.
所以我们想到在保罗在哥林多前书13章里说的。
He said, when we are children.We think like children.
他说，当我们还做孩童的时候，我们的思想意念就像孩子。
And we act like little children.
我们的行为也像孩子。
As long as you are children, you can think like children. That's normal.
当我们还是孩子的时候，我们只能像孩子一样的思想，那是正常的。
If you are a child, you're children. You act like a little children, a little child. It's very beautiful. It's very cute. It's okay.
那是我们还是一个孩子，而我们的行为像孩子，那个是非常美丽的，那也是对的。
So when you are little children, you can play little toys. Nobody can blame you.
所以若我们是一个孩子，我们就玩孩子的玩具，没有人会责怪我。
But if you have grown spiritually, you're growing up and you still remain playing those little things, it will not look right.
若是我们呢，在灵里成长了，但是我们仍然去玩孩童时代的玩具，那就不对了。
So what is acceptable in one stage of your life may be not acceptable in another stage of your life.
所以在一个在我们生命的一个阶段里面可以被接纳，但是在另外一个阶段同样的事可能是不被悦纳的。
So we have to take note of that.
所以我们都需要留意这些。
But unfortunately, many of the Christians believers.
但是很可惜的，在许多的基督徒信徒的中间
，they remain where they were many years ago.
他们一直停留在许多年以前所在的那光。
So what was acceptable before God in them is now unacceptable.
所以在那个时候，在他们里面能够讨神喜悦的事，到了今天却不蒙悦纳了。
You have grown.
因为他们应该成长。
You should change your thinking.
我们应该改变我们的心思和意念。
You should change the way you act.
我们也要改变我们外表的行为。
So what was good few years back is not good now.
所以在过去几年是好的，今天呢就不再是好的。
Not good for yourself, not good for other people.
对我们自己不好，对别人也不好。
Now I'm going to give a share a true story.
我想和大家分享一个真实的故事。
The reason why I want to share this story is because I think it's very important for us to know.
我想分享这个故事的原因，是我认为对我们来讲，去知道是很重要。
Because we can never be sure what we think is acceptable to God.
因为我们永远不能确定的，什么对神而言是。
And that's why in Philippians 5:10 it says, always seeking to do that which is pleasing in His sight. Always, always looking, seeking for that which is pleasing in His sight.
所以在以弗所书第五章十节里面讲到，总要行神所喜悦的事。
Search, search, find out what is pleasing in His sight.
我们要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Now that is a continuous thing.
这乃是一个持续的事情。
It is a continuous thing. We need to search and find out what is acceptable in His sight.
我们总要持续的来查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Now I mentioned a little while ago, what was or is acceptable to you at one stage of your life may not be acceptable now.
我刚才交通到，在我们人生的生命的某一个阶段，对神而言是可悦纳的，而现在是不蒙悦纳的。
So sometimes the Lord has to do a very drastic work with us.
所以有的时候神要做一些激烈的事情在我们身上。
So He will shock us.
他要这个让我们震惊一下。
That's right. So that we discover.What we've been doing are totally unacceptable to Him.
好叫我们能够开始看见、发现的，我们所在做的事情对他是不可悦纳的。
But that is God's grace.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，那乃是神的恩典。
To know what is not acceptable to God is God's grace.
能够知道什么是神所不能悦纳的，那乃是神的恩典。
That is working with us.
那乃是证明他在我们里面工作。
So once we discover what we do is not acceptable, that creates in us a real longing for that which is acceptable to Him.
所以当我们一旦发现了自己有不讨主喜悦的事情，就在我们里面创造一个渴慕要讨他的喜悦。
So for instance, if you from time to time discover what you do is not all that acceptable to God, thank God for it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，若是我们经常的发现的自己里面有不讨主喜悦的事情，我们要为这些事感谢。
Because God is going to show you and to walk into you that which is acceptable in His sight.
因为神就要启示我们，让我们知道在哪些事情上能够在神的面前蒙悦纳。
So this is story of a brother that we know.
这乃是我们认识的一位弟兄的故事。
Quite a few of the brothers and sisters in this conference, they know this brother.
在这个特会中，也有相当多的弟兄姊妹认识。
He was a very gifted, or he's still a very gifted brother.
他曾经，并且现在仍然是一位蛮有恩赐的弟兄。
In the 50s, 1950s, he was very active with the Youth for Christ movement.
在1950年代，他非常的活跃于在青年为基督得着青年人的那个工作中。
And then later, for some reason, he left the Youth for Christ organization.
因着某些的原因，他就离开了那个青年归主的这一个组织。
And he started his own work.
他就开始了他自己的工作。
And apparently, it was quite successful.
很明显的， 那个工作相当的成功。
And the Lord really blessed that work.
神实在祝福了那个工作。
And we know one particular brother who was saved under this brother's ministry.
我们也认识一个弟兄呢，他是在他这一个执事里面得救的。
So in order to praise the Lord, and he was very active engaging, so-called the Lord's work.
为着要讨神的喜悦，他就非常活跃的从事于所谓神的工作。
Now most of Christians they don't hear the universality of believers' priesthood.
大部分的基督徒没有听，从来没有听见过神要普遍的每一个蒙恩得救的人都做祭司这个真理。
That is not the understanding of most Christians.
这不是大部分基督徒里面的领会。
Even though it's in the Scripture.But God's people just don't quite grasp it.
即便这是本出于圣经的，但是神的儿女们却没有办法领会它。
And so in their understanding,
所以在他们的领会里
，to serve God,
要服侍神
，you have to be a clergy or you have to be a pastor, an ordained pastor.
你必须要成为圣品，成为被按牧的牧师。
Or you go to a foreign country and you need missionaries.
或者你到一个外国去成为一个宣教士。
If you are just a lay Christian, a normal average Christian, you are not called to serve. You are called to sit and come on Sunday to listen to a good message.
那么，若你只是一个平信徒，一个正常的信徒的话，你是不能服侍的。你只能主日来聚会，坐在那里听别人讲好听的信息。
And if you come regularly, then you are a good Christian.
若是你能够有规律的来，那么你就是一个好基督徒。
So this brother he had a training camp.
所以这位弟兄呢，他有一个训练的营地。
And on this particular training camp, they have many cottages. People come and stay there to receive their Christian training.
在这个训练的营地里面有许多的小屋，有许多要服侍的弟兄姊妹们到那里去受训。
So one day this brother was away from that camp.
有一天，当这个弟兄离开那个营地的时候
，and he received a call.
他接到一个电话
，bad news.
是一个坏消息。
A fire swept through the camp. All the buildings were destroyed except one.
在那个营地呢，起了火，那个火呢，燃烧把每一个木屋都烧尽了，只剩下一个。
And so that news was very difficult for him to take in.
这一个消息对他来讲是很难接受的。
Okay, but that evening, I would assume that evening or subsequent after that event, he had a dream.
在那件事情发生之前，他里面有一个梦想。
And that dream is something like what we find in 1 Corinthians 3.
那一个梦想乃是我们可以在哥林多前书第三章里面所说。
Yeah, maybe we can look at those few verses.
或许我们能够看一下，一个梦。
First Corinthians 3, Paul has a very good.
哥林多前书第三章，保罗在这里。
A very helpful verses for us.
有一个非常有帮助的一段经文。
We'll read verse 11.
我们读第十一节。
First Corinthians 3:11.
哥林多前书第三章十一节。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is our foundation.
弟兄姊妹们，那乃是我们的根基。
That is our common foundation.
那乃是我们共同的根基。
That is our ground of faith.
那乃是我们信心的根基。
That is our ground of acceptance.
那乃是我们蒙接纳的根基。
Because that is Christ in Christ and His work.
因为那乃是在基督里和在他的工作里。
That is the ground of our standing.
那乃是我们所站立的根基与立场。
Then Paul say, we all have the same ground to stand on.
那么保罗在那里讲说，我们都有共同的一个根基站立在其上。
But now beware.What do you build upon it?
那么现在要留意个人如何在上面建造。
What you build upon it may be acceptable. What you build upon it may not be acceptable.
我们在上面所建造的可能是蒙悦纳的，也可能是不被 接受的。
And the day will come, the fire will test you out.
因为那日子要来到，那个火要出来。
And what can go through fire that will endure?
这火要试验个人的工程，能够经过火的存留的。
And what will not go through fire will disappear.
若是不能够经过火的，他就被销毁。
So this brother he had a dream.
所以这位弟兄那天晚上他做了一个梦。
And he said it was a very vivid dream.
他说对他而言是一个非常清晰的梦。
So there was a crowd of believers.
他看见了一群的信徒。
Standing before the judgment seat of Christ.
站在基督审判的台前。
They are all standing there to give an account of what they do in this life.
他们要将他们自己在一生中所做的到基督面前交账。
And so he said, as he was standing there, he looked around at all those who were there.
所以当他在那里排队的时候，他就四处的看看所有的人都在。
And he saw some of them carry a very heavy thing in their back, a very huge, huge bundle, sack, huge, huge, you know, something big. Yeah.
他看见有些人呢带着好像很大的东西。背在身上。
And some carry a little smaller package.
也有的人带着好像是一个很小的包包。
But he noticed there are some people you don't seem to notice they carry anything.
但是他也好像留意到有些人好像什么都没有拿。
They only have some very small things they can hold within their two hands.
他们只带着很小的东西，可以用两个手就抓住。
And he keep looking, keep looking.
所以他就一直留意的看。
Those who carry a very heavy load before the Lord to show the Lord what he can do, what all he has achieved.
那些带着很重很大的东西要呈现在主面前，让主看他们为主做了多少。
But to their disappointment, God did not accept those things they brought.
但是很可惜的，在那一日呢，神却不能接受他们所带来的。
But those who don't seem to have much, they only have a little bit between their hands, palms of their hands, the Lord was delighted.
那些好像没有带很多，只在手里面可以抓住的。好像主看见的时候非常的欢喜。
So all those volumes of things, those are hay, wood, and straw.
所以那些很大份、很大尺寸的，都不过是草木和秸。
And all those little things, nobody can see, only God sees. Those are treasure. Those are real things. Gold, silver, and precious stone.
而那些很小的，别人都不能看见，唯有神看见的，那些乃是宝贝，乃是金银宝石。
And this brother awoke from his dream.
这个弟兄呢，他在他从他的那一个梦里面，他醒过来，从梦中醒过来。
And that changed his whole direction of ministry.
那个使他整个侍奉的方向改变。
No doubt, what he did once upon a time was acceptable.
毫无疑问的，他以往所做的。在神的面前是可悦了。
But now is not acceptable.
但是现在就不再是。
Now is a time to change.
现在乃是一个改变的时刻。
The Lord has something more for you.
主在他的身上呢有更多的要求。
So brothers, don't remain where you are.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不要留在我们以往所事。
We have to move on.
我们必须要往前。
You remember I share about the leaders of the tribes? They offered six wagons.Okay, we'll look at it. Carts or wagons, you're on wheels.
我们知道这些篷车
on wheels, that you have wheels.
Yeah, 他们有轮子
That's, Now what are wheels for? Wheel is not for you to, it's just stay stationary.
这轮子呢不是要我们停在那里
The wheel is for movement, for motion to move on.
轮子的功用是为了行动往前去。
And so our spiritual service can never be put in one spot for too long.
所以我们属灵的侍奉不能被停在一个点上面太久。
Okay, they are on wheels.
他们乃是在轮子上。
So we have to move on.
所以我们要往前去。
But the other thing is that it's a cover.
另外一件事呢是有棚子的。
Because our ministry that's acceptable to God should not be seen by man, should only be seen by God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的侍奉不应该是让人看的，而是应该被神看见的。
Because only God knows what is acceptable.
因为唯有神才知道什么是可喜悦的。
We don't serve God for man to approve us. We serve God to be acceptable just in His sight alone.
我们不是为着人的赞可我们来侍奉神，乃是为着，也是单单的为着神能够悦纳来侍奉。
So I hope the story or the testimony of this brother would impress our hearts.
所以我盼望我们弟兄的这一个见证能够在我们心中有深刻的印象。
What was good at one time may not be good today.
在某一个时刻可能是好的，可能在今天它不是好的。
God is always looking for Christ's increase in all of us.
神一直要在我们里面看见基督的增加。
Without His increase, God will not be satisfied.
若是基督在我们里面不增加，神就不能够满足。
Now this morning, I want to share a little bit how can we live a life that's acceptable to Him.
今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹分享，我们如何能够过一个蒙神悦纳的生活。
So in our fellowship group,
所以在我的那个分组的小组里
，we still have that conception, say if I try hard enough, God should accept me.
我们仍然有一个观念，就是若是我很努力的话，那么神就应该接纳我。
So I pose the question: Is there anything in us, no matter how we try, do you think God will find us acceptable to Him?
所以我的问题乃是，在我们里面。不论我们怎样努力，神能够看见并且悦纳他们。
So before I share that, let me share about the work of Jesus on the cross.
所以在我还没有交通那之前，让我交通一点，我们主耶稣基督他在十字架上。
The significance of his death and resurrection.
他死和复活的意义。
Of course, he died for all sin individually.
当然，他是为着我们每一个人的罪而死的。
But take note, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们也请留意，
because in his death, he concluded a race that is impossible to be acceptable to him. He concluded and he finished that.
因为在他的死里面，他把一个不能讨神喜悦、不能被神悦纳的族类结束了。
Because there's no possibility for us to be acceptable in his sight.
因为在我们里面呢，没有一个可能能够在神的眼中是被悦纳的。
He put it out of sight.
他就把这个不被悦纳的除去了。
But on the other side of resurrection,
但是在另外一面乃至复活，
He is the head of a new race.
他乃至那个新造族类的元首头。
That is totally acceptable to him because who he is.
因着他所是的，那在神的面前是完全的被悦纳。
So, brothers, the old race that can never satisfy him or be acceptable to him, that race is finished.
所以弟兄姊妹们，那一个永远不可能被神悦纳的那个族类，在他的里面已经结束了。
On resurrection, he started something new altogether.
在复活里面，他开始了一个全新的族类。
In Christ, there's a new race that is totally acceptable to God.
在基督里面，有一个生命乃是完全被神所悦纳。
Now those two short choruses we sang this morning.
今天早晨我们所唱的两首短诗。
Okay, for me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
To live is Christ.
活着就是基督。
Because only Christ is acceptable to God.
因为唯有基督在神的眼中是可悦纳的。
No other like him.
除了他以外就没有任何
人。And also, that life is worth living for.
弟兄姊妹们，那样的生活是值得来活的。
And Apostle Paul found the secret of that life that can be acceptable, pleasing to God.
而使徒保罗发现了那个是一个能够讨神喜悦的秘诀。
That is Christ.
那乃是基督。
Not I, but Christ.
不是我，乃是基督。
Okay, so I'm quickly refer to three of the.Offerings we find in the book of the Leviticus.
所以我们要快快的来看，在利未记里面，我们投三个祭。
Okay. First is the whole burnt offering.
第一个乃是全身的燔祭。
And the second is the meal offering.
第二个乃是素祭。
And the third is the piece of friendship or fellowship offering.
第三个乃是交通的平安祭。
Let's just turn to Leviticus 1.
请我们翻到利未记第一章。
We'll read verse 5 to 8.
我们读第五节到第八节。
Leviticus 1 verse 5.
利未记第一章第五节，第五到八节，
five to nine，
第五到第九节。
He shall kill the bull before the Lord, and the priests, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood all around the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and he shall skin the burnt offering and cut it into.Its pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall put fire on the altar and lay wood in order on the fire. Then the priests, Aaron's sons, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat in order on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar. But he shall wash its entrail, its legs with water, and the priest shall burn all.On the altar as a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
他要在耶和华面前宰公牛，亚伦子孙做祭司的要奉上血，把血洒在会幕门口坛的周围。那人要剥去燔祭牲的皮，把燔祭牲切成筷子。祭司亚伦的子孙要把火放在坛上，把柴摆在火上。亚伦子孙做祭司的要把肉块和头并脂油摆在坛上火的柴上，但燔祭的脏腑与腿要用水洗，祭司就要把一切全烧在坛上，当作燔祭献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。
Now in this offering, every part of the animal was offered up.
在这个祭里面，那一个牲畜的每一部分都要献上。
Everything was consumed.
每一件都要被火焚烧。
Now the burnt offering has the thought of that which is ascending to God.
燔祭里面有一个意念，就是上升到神的面前。
And that's why it says it's an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord.
所以在这里讲到是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。
Now, brothers and sisters, all the sacrifices in the Old Testament,
弟兄姊妹们，在旧约里面所有的祭，
they are types of Christ.
他们都是基督的预表。
And this particular offering,
这一个特别的祭，
it speaks of Christ as totally surrender himself to God.
乃是讲到基督完全的向神的降服。
Not withhold anything back.
没有保留任何的事物。
A total surrender of himself.
完全向神降服他自己。
Now, if we go to the New Testament, particularly in the Gospel of John.
若是我们到新约，特别是约翰福音。
Okay, the Lord Jesus declared many times.
主耶稣许多次宣告说。
He said, I came not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
他说我来了不是要行自己的意思，乃是遵行了差我来者的意思。
He was not thinking of doing things.
他从来没有想到自己做事。
All he think is that I need to give myself wholly to God my Father.
他一直所想到的乃是他要将他自己完全的归给父神。
totally giving over.
完全的把自己交给神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
that is the secret of his life.
那乃是他生活的秘诀。
That is the power of his ministry.
那乃是他侍奉的能力。
Because he always, he totally have given himself totally to God his Father.
因为他把他自己完全的交给他的父。
Because he was afraid to act out of himself.
因为他害怕从他自己出来行动。
He want to please his Father 100%.
他要百分之百的来讨父的喜悦。
If the Father say something, then he say something.
若是父说什么，他才说什么。
If he sees Father doing something, then he'll do the same thing.
若是他看见父做什么，他才做同样的事。
He will not do anything out of himself.
他不从自己做任何的工作。
He was totally given over to his Father.
他完全的将自己交给他的父。
At his Father's disposal.
让他父来调度。
That is the secret of our ministry.
弟兄姊妹们，那乃是我们侍奉的秘诀。
That is the secret of a life that's acceptable in His sight.
那乃是在神面前能蒙悦纳生活的秘诀。
Because God is not after so much after what you can do for Him, He is after you.
因为神并不是要在我们身上找到他，我们能为他做什么？
He want,
他乃是要得着你和我。
He want you to enjoy. He want you to enjoy him, and he wants to enjoy you.
他盼望你能够享受他，他也能够享受你。
Because you were created for fellowship.
因为你我是为着交通而被创造的。
You were created to satisfy him.
你我被创造来满足他。
And there's no way we can be satisfied.We are pleasure to him, acceptable to him, then by drawing near to himself.
我们被摆在他的里面，然后我们在他的面前蒙悦纳，我们就可以进前来亲近他。
Because his heart is for you, and he wants your heart for him.
因为他的心是为着你，他也盼望你的心是为着他。
So the Lord Jesus, he declared, he said, I came.Not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
所以主耶稣宣告说，我来了不是要照我自己的意思行，乃是要照那差我来者的意思行。
You know, at the age of 12, when he went into Jerusalem,
我们知道主耶稣12岁的时候到耶路撒冷。
He entered into the temple.
他进到圣殿里。
Now that was God's earthly house.
那乃是神在地上的家。
So what were those words that he uttered on that occasion?
他在那个情景中那个场合里面他说了什么话呢？
He said, I came for one thing and one thing alone.
他说我为着一件事，也为唯有那一件事而来。
I came to be occupied with my father's business.
我岂不当以我父家的事为念吗？
In baptism, he declared, His will is my will. His work is my work. His end is my end. I'm totally committed to the father's will.
在他受浸的时候，他宣告说：“他的意，他的旨意是我的意思，他的工作是我的工作，他的目的是我的目的。”
And heaven just could not hold back.
所以天就不能向他保留。
So there is a breakthrough from heaven.
所以在那里，我们看见天开了。
And God declared.
神就宣告说
：“This is my beloved son.
这乃是我的爱子。
In whom I'm well pleased.
我所喜悦的。”
And God is looking.For that kind of people this day among his people.
今这些日子里面，神在他的百姓中也寻找这样的人。
Now the second offering, we are not able to read through all this because of time.
因着时间的缘故，我们不能读所有的关于第二个祭。
It is the new offering.
乃是素祭。
Now it speaks of his perfect humanity.
在那里讲到我们主耶稣基督那完全的人性。
Fine flour,
这一个细面
mingled with oil,
与油调和
It speaks of his perfect humanity.
讲到他那完全的人性
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵所充满
He was filled with the Spirit at his birth.
在他出生的时候，他被圣灵所充满
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit before he launched out his public ministry.
在他开始公开侍奉之前，他也被圣灵充满
And it's without yeast.Without yeast,
没有加酵
That's right. No leaven, because there's no sin in him.
没有酵，是因为在他里面 没有罪。
And also it's very fine. The flour is very, very fine.
并且那个面是非常的细。
It speaks of his sensitivity to God the Father.
那说到他对于神是那样的敏锐。
He's always conscious of the presence of his Father.
他一直意识到他父的同在。
He has the consciousness in his heart. He said, "I want to do all things please Him."
在他里面有那样的意识，他一直要寻求行神的旨意。
And so he has a sensitivity to what the Father wants.
所以他对于神所要的有一个极高的敏感度。
Because he is so even, so simple, so fine, so delicate.
那个面呢是何等的细，何等的平均，而且非常的细致。
And that's what his character is.
那就是我们主耶稣的性格。
But he has that sensitivity.
这个讲到那个敏锐。
Okay, now let me just give a couple illustrations.
让我做一点的说明。
Illustration. For example, when in chapter 4 of the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音第四章。
He went to Samaria.
他经过撒玛利亚。
Okay, now we all know that for the Jew, the good Jew,
我们知道对于一个好的犹太人而言
if from the south they want to go to Galilee, they will go the other way to go up to Galilee. They will bypass Samaria.
若是他们从南边要到加利利去，他们通常都是绕道，不经过撒玛利亚。
Because the Jews and the Samaritans, they have nothing to do with each other.
因为犹太人和撒玛利亚人是无关的。
But on that occasion,
但是在那个行中
the Father's will was for him to go through Samaria.
父的旨意乃是要叫他经过撒玛利亚。
Now that is against the tradition of the Jew.
那是违反犹太人的传统的。
Because they will have nothing to do with the Samaritans.
因为他们不愿意和撒玛利亚人有任何的相关。
Because they are a race that is of mixed blood.
因为撒玛利亚人乃是一个掺杂的种族。
The Jews believe in their absolute purity.
而犹太人他们相信的，他们那个纯正的血统。
So Barnabas, the Lord listened to the guiding of the Father. He went that day to Samaria.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的主那一天他听父的引导，所以他就往前经过撒玛利亚。
Now that is a practical way of living a consecrated life or a life that's acceptable to God.
那乃是过一个奉献生活，或者过一个讨神喜悦、蒙他悦纳生活的实际的层面。
It's not my will, but His will.
不是我的意思，乃是他的旨意。
It's very practical.
这是非常实际的。
And so He went to Samaria.
所以他就经过撒玛利亚。
And you know the story.
我们知道那个故事。
On that day, he met that Samaritan woman.
那一天他就遇见了那撒玛利亚的妇人。
And if you read through the gospel,
若是我们读那个福音，
some of these not Jewish people, they receive greater light and greater revelation than God's chosen Jewish people.
有一些非犹太人的人，他们比那些神所拣选的犹太人得着的更大的亮光。
Because the Lord Jesus told the Samaritan woman, He said, if you knew the gift of God and who is talking to you, if you ask Him and He will give you that water to drink and you will never thirst.
因为主耶稣对那撒玛利亚妇人说，若是你知道与你说话的人是谁，你就必定求他，他也必要将活水赐给你。
Now the interesting is that that day was very hot.
很有趣的，那一天呢，非常的热。
And apparently they didn't bring any food with them.
而门徒们他们并没有带任何的食物。
And so they went to the village and to buy food.
所以他们就进村子里面去买食物。
And when they came back, they saw the Lord Jesus.
所以当他们回来的时候看见主耶稣。
He was not hungry.
他已经不饿了。
He seemed to already satisfied.
似乎他已经满足了。
And they wondered who brought him food.
他们想要拿食物给他。
They thought someone brought them food.
他们想可能有人给他食物吃了。
Yeah, because he refused to eat.
因为他拒绝再吃东西。
So they said, who brought him food?
所以他们就问他说，谁给你食物吃了呢？
And what's the Lord's answer?
我们主怎么回答呢？
He said, I have food to eat that you do not know.
主耶稣说，我有食物吃是你们所不知道的。
Because my food is to do the will of him who sent me.
因为我的食物乃是遵循那差我来者的旨意。
That is a life The Lord's life is a life of a living sacrifice.
那乃是我们主耶稣的生活，活一个活祭的生活。
He is a life that is always acceptable in the Father's sight.
他在父的眼中永远是可悦纳的。
He's doing all those things that's pleasing to Him.
他是做一些事情能够讨父的喜悦。
May not pleasing to man.
可能并不使人欢喜。
May seem to against, may seem to do something against the tradition of the day.
也很可能的，他做了一些违反今日传统的那些事情。
Now that, what we find in that chapter 4 of John.
我们在约翰福音第四章里面所看见的。
We find the principle of meal offering.
我们看见了那素祭的原则。
Because when you give yourself to do His will.
因为当你我要来遵行他的旨意的时候。
When you want to do that which is pleasing to Him.
若是你要遵行讨他的喜悦。
You want to minister to Him first.
你要服侍，首先服侍他。
And He ministers back to you.
他就要来服侍你。
When God is satisfied.
当神得着了满足
we are also satisfied.
我们也满足了
So the Lord say, I have food to eat you do not know.
所以主耶稣说我有食物吃是你们所不知道的
My food is to do the will of him who sent me.
我的食物乃是遵行那差我来者的旨意
Now, brothers and sisters, that is the Lord's life.
弟兄姊妹们那乃是我们主的生活
Now, I'll quickly just share a few thoughts. Because, you know, John in John, he said, because I live, you shall live.
快快的，我交通几件事。在约翰福音里面，约翰也说到，因为我活着，你们也必要活着。
Now in the epistle he say, as I walk, you shall walk.
在他的书信里面说，我如何行，你们也要照着他来行。
As he is in the world, so are we in the world.
因着他在世界中，所以我们也在世界。
So how did he live his life?In this world.
所以他如何在这个世界中过他的生活
He lived his life always as a burnt offering.
他一直像素祭一样来过他的生活
A continuous burnt offering.
是一个不停止连持续的一个素祭献祭
Because his life is to please him.
因为他的生活是为着讨父的喜悦
His life, the way he lived his life is like this meal offering.
他所过的生活的方式乃是素祭的那个方式
Always sensitive to the leading of the Father
一直向着父的引导是敏锐的
He want everything to be acceptable to him
他只有一个意念就是要在父的眼中是可悦纳的
He was not afraid of man's criticism
他从来不怕人的批评
Man's opinion will not get in the way
人的意见也不能拦阻他
So he went to Samaria against tradition of the Jew
所以即便是违反犹太人的传统，他也去了撒玛利亚。
But that day there was fruit for the kingdom.
而那一天，我们看见了为着国度结了果子。
Not only a Samaritan was miraculously saved.
不仅那一个撒玛利亚的妇人得救了。
And the Lord remained there 2 extra days.
我们的主更多留了2天。
And many came to know him.
有许多的人来到那里就认识了。
But sister, that is a secret of a life of sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们，那乃是一个献祭生活的秘诀。
That is a life that is acceptable to Him.
那乃是一个在神的眼中可悦纳的生活。
It is life of offering.
那乃是一个祭的生活。
Now, brothers, in our thinking,
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的意念中
，we think about acceptable sacrifice we offer to Him. We thought we do it occasionally.
我们常常认为呢。我们奉献神可悦纳的祭物呢，只是偶尔而献。
Okay, so at the end of the year, the first day of the year, we try to rededicate ourselves.
在每年的最后一天，或者是新年的那一天，我们就试着把自己再奉献。
Okay, so we do it occasionally.
我们所以是。偶而为之。
So if you are more spiritual, you do it more often.
若是你更属灵一点，你就更多一点献。
And if you can do it maybe once a year, that's pretty good.
若是你能够一年献一次，那就相当不错。
But the Lord Jesus, His life.
但是主耶稣基督他的生活。
His life is an offering in itself.
他的生活本身就是一个祭。
His life is a burnt offering.
他的生活就是一个火祭。
His life is a cereal offering, meal offering.
他的生活就是一个素祭。
His life is a friendship fellowship or peace offering.
他的生活呢，就是一个交通，一个友谊的平安祭。
That's right. And I appreciate the translation. Some translation says fellowship, and also the other said peace offering.
我很欣赏一种的翻译，在平安祭的地方呢，有的地方翻成交通的祭。